I'm now chatting to a king of cool. That's your new title, Mokotwane Poko. How are you?
I'm good, yourself, my guy.
Fantastic. What do you think of that title? King of cool.
I like it. I mean, who can deny the title King of Cool? It works. It works.
Exactly.
It
works. With your coolness, your swagger, I see what you're up to this afternoon.
I must say, you have a talent of naming people. I mean, you made famous the Solomon. I mean,
since we are talking to a law firm, can we copyright that? Who do I have to talk to? Can we make money off it and I'll take 15%?
I think you're pushing it now. I think you're pushing it now.
It's nothing personal. It's just business. But talking about the Solomon and the party in general, what have you enjoyed about the year-end function this year?
I think, funny enough, a lot of people were walking out when she came onto stage, the music.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was rather soothing. I mean, you get a lot of house music, but when you have... someone singing live on stage, I mean, it's a whole different type of vibe, you know. It's a persona. They tap into emotions, so it takes you into another level. I mean, she sang Judith Puma, you know. That was something else, you know. Unexpected. She stepped into stage, and I don't think she'd sing that. So that just it draws you in.
Yeah.
It draws you in on a Friday afternoon, and something else, I tell you.
Talking about music, though, if you had to, you know, like those old school song charts dedication shows. If you had to dedicate a song to 2018, what would it be?
One song.
Yeah. Your dedication. This was the year for me. What's that dedication?
Ah, man. I can choose from any year.
Yeah.
Any genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this year I've been listening to a lot of old school music, but a lot of traditional music, you know.
Okay.
Sipedi traditional, Tsonga traditional. I think I'd go with there's a Tsonga bubblegum artist by the name of Skimmy. Give me a chance, yeah, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. What's the song about?
It's about love. I mean,
so you were loving this year.
Yes,
you were loving this year.
It's about love. And it's about finding someone. It's about Joburg and love and finding your person in Joburg that you love so much. I mean, it's something else. I'm not sure. It's Peter Ndlovu or someone. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I told you. Let me pick up my phone. I'll tell you.
You'll work on it right now.
I'll tell you.
But as you look at the year and you say you were loving the year, what are some of the big lessons that you're taking away from 2018?
I'll tell you. Things are never as they appear to be.
Oh. What have you learned from 2018?
I'll tell you, there's a difference between perceptions and reality. And I think finding yourself as well. I mean, you never really know what you're capable of and who you are until you really come face-to-face with situations. I mean, you hear people describe certain situations and how they deal with them and whatnot. And you get tested to the core. I mean, both as an attorney and as a person, you know. And there are lines. Mm. There's always a line, and people come face to face with it, but you never think you have to, and sometimes you do, and it tests your integrity as a person, as an attorney, as you know, how you react to certain things, you know.
Yeah. And, how does it change your attitude and your strategy for 2019?
A lot, eh?
How?
I was having a conversation with my boss, and he says, you need to be able to see the trees and the wood at the same time.
If there is a... excuse me, right now, let me just write that down. Trees and the wood at the same time. Wow. What did you take away from that?
You must be vigilant at all times. I mean, you cannot ever completely commit to one form of strategy or have sight on one thing at the same time. It might blindside you because you might not be able to see something else. And sometimes other people see the wood and you see the trees. It's better to listen to them, you know. Yeah.
I think this conversation is done. I'm just like, okay, we got the quotes of the day. That's it. Trees and the wood.
The artist is Paul Ndlovu.
Paul Ndlovu.
Yeah, I think he resonates with me because I think he was... it's all about the origins. He sang in his mother tongue. He tapped into a particular type of audience and he went global. I mean, you guys have been listening to... who's this guy that's going crazy?
Idibala.
Yeah.
King Bonada.
But he's hilarious. He uses satire to do all sorts of things.
How did I know you were going to refer to him?
He uses satire to do all sorts of things,
yes.
But he's an original. You know, and I think these type of people teach you there's value in originality, in doing your own thing. but there's also value in learning from other people as well.
So seeing the tree and the wood at the same time, what are you hoping the company will do and achieve in 2019?
Listen, I think I hope that, of course, more profits.
Yes.
More money, more clients, but on a more bigger note, I mean, inclusivity. Let's open the space a bit more. Between me and you, you know, Copper can be a bit closed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's open the space a bit more to everyone else. Let's get everyone's stories involved there. Let's get everyone's realities involved in there. I think that way you're more quicker to grow a company if you understand the lived experiences of all the people that work for you. That way you're able to articulate the things that you do properly. If you don't, you run the risk of articulating a particular position to the exclusion of other people, and then the company will never work. People never buy into the dream, you know, if they don't think they're part of it. You know? And I think that's for me. Let's open the doors to everyone. Let's allow everyone else to get involved. Let's recognize people's lived experiences, mm-hmm. you know. Let's be genuine, you know. Let's be humble. Let's be kind, you know. And at all times, we must never be patronizing. I think we can do a lot of things to people, but if you patronize them, I think it's one of the worst things. You know, let's if we're genuine, let's do it right. Let's be open. Let's be an open space, you know.
And at the same time, let's see the trees and the wood at the same time.
And it takes us back to that point. I mean, let's open it up, you know. Let's have the uncomfortable conversations, you know. About the things we don't want to talk about.
That's how we get real change.
Let's have the conversations about our preconceived notions about issues of competency, issues of who should get what and who should be doing what. Let's have those real conversations, you know. Let's not sugarcoat them.
On that note, you are right, you are true, and I'm looking forward to the change you will do in the company in 2019. Mokotswane Poko, thank you so much for chatting to me this afternoon.
My man, I hope I'm not censored.
Oh no. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the dance floor.
Shove, shove, man.